Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. So in this episode, I'm going to touch on what the best training split to follow is. And first of all, before jumping into the episode, quick update on myself as always. So things have been going well this week. I had the first food increase I've had in a good 14 to 16 weeks after finishing my show, which I'm pretty chuffed about. The hunger's still high, so the extra food's definitely welcomed. So happy days there, life's good. Also, really big kind of step for myself. I've just left my job as a gym instructor. So I've been personal training, online coaching, and I've been doing just one shift a week working in a gym. Before that, I was doing around 22 hours. So big step for myself. Scary step, but a very exciting step, and something that I think I'm glad to take because it's going to allow me to put even more time into my business, give my clients even more time and attention to expand kind of the service I offer. So I just want to say, like, if you've gave me any support at all, if this is listening to the podcast, which you obviously do if you're listening to it right now or hearing me speak, if you've liked any of my posts, if you've shared any of my posts, if you've done anything remotely that would support my business, I just want to say an absolutely massive thank you and I really appreciate it. And of course, on that topic, any shares of the episodes always welcomed, so feel free to share it on your story, give me a tag on Instagram, and I'll be sure to thank you and reshare it. So yeah, any support's obviously massively appreciated because ultimately, like, I couldn't do what I do without my clients, without the individuals who support me through social media, etc. So massive thank you to anyone who's shown any form of support. So in terms of the best training split to follow, sorry to burst your bubble, but there's no best training split. There might be one that makes the most sense on paper, but there's no one best split. It's very context dependent. However, I'm going to go through what some common traits of a successful split are and then break down a few splits, which are going to be full body, upper lower, push pull legs, and or yeah, push pull legs, upper lower, and then push pull legs, back and hamstrings. Basically going over what the pros and cons of each split is. And as for, first of all, touching on what common traits are involved in an effective training split. So first of all, it's going to be adequate volume. So in other words, doing an adequate amount of sets for each body part. So basically, you're doing like an appropriate amount of work throughout the week as a whole for each muscle group you want to develop. This will obviously look different depending on your needs, depending on your recovery capabilities, which will be influenced by things like stress, nutrition, what phase you're in. But basically, you want to be doing an appropriate amount of work. And that's what a split basically allows you to do. Just basically structure your training in a way that allows you to get an appropriate amount of work in for each body part. So basically, making sure throughout the week you've got an appropriate and sufficient amount of sets. Additionally, ideally, hitting things around two times a week is a good place to be. I think if you are giving yourself more than one opportunity to kind of stimulate muscle growth throughout the week, on paper that's going to be more beneficial, especially for weak body parts, I'd at least try and hit them two times a week. If you've got, let's say, a really strong body part, you could maybe dial that down to one, depending on obviously, again, your own physique, what you want to improve, etc. And reason being is if you are training a muscle group like once a week, let's say your arms, then your arms might recover within a day or two, and then you're just kind of mincing about waiting for another 5 days to hit them again and stimulate muscle growth. Whereas you could get back in the gym, hit them again, stimulate muscle growth, and then provide that stimulus that causes adaptation, that causes muscle growth. So ideally, hit everything around two times a week's a good spot to be in. And you could even like ramp that up even more for some muscle groups that maybe aren't responding, or you want to really develop and really bring up like weak body parts. Like, for example, at the moment, I'm training my arms 3 times a week. I'll train my triceps Monday during push. I'll tag them on at the end of legs during Wednesday or on Wednesday, and then I'll hit them again on Friday. Same with my biceps. I'll train my biceps Tuesday. I hit them on a rest day on Thursday when I'm at the gym personal training, and then I'll hit them again on the Saturday. And my calves, like I've been hitting like 2 times a week, for example. I was doing 3, but when I do the seated calf raise, for whatever reason, they just absolutely ruin my calves. So I can't really get away, even just doing like one rest pause set of doing any more than 2 times a week. So I'm just leaving that 2 at the moment. And The next thing that a successful split will allow is adequate recovery in between sessions from a muscular fatigue standpoint and a central nervous system fatigue standpoint. What I mean by muscular fatigue is like muscle soreness and just overall muscle recovery. So you don't want to be hitting, let's say, chest Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then resting the rest of the week. You want adequate time to allow muscle damage and muscle soreness to basically dissipate so that you can progress your lifts effectively and allow kind of muscle growth process to take place. A good way to look at it is when you are breaking down muscle, when you are training muscles, you are like digging a hole. You need to get out of that hole and then start building on top of that before digging another hole. Or if you just keep digging a hole, then you're not going to get out of that hole. You're not actually going to build muscle on top of your baseline amount of muscle tissue. So adequate recovery in between sessions. So basically that means not hitting a body part like 2 days in a row. Maybe if you do very, very, very low amount of work, like one set of bicep curls, you could probably recover in time and then do it again. So that could potentially work. But there's no harm in having like a day's rest in between. You can still hit things very frequently. And also from like a central nervous system point of view, so we accumulate like central nervous system fatigue through hard training. The more kind of big demanding movements, the more load we're lifting, the more central nervous system fatigue will accumulate. So to allow us to make sure we're recovering effectively, you want to allow that central nervous system fatigue to dissipate, which can be done through having rest days, good sleep, good stress management. And what that basically means is your split shouldn't pro should probably like your leg day shouldn't just be made up of squats and deadlifts. And your upper body days, you might not want to just do compound movements because then your ability to recover from it will be lower. And lastly, you want your split to be sustainable. What I mean by that is like you want to make sure that it's something you can adhere to from a time point of view. So if someone's, let's say, working full time, they've got children, they've got, let's say, a job on the side because money's tight, they probably don't want to be training 7 days a week. That's going to exceed their recovery capabilities, and doing more than you can recover from doesn't yield better results. More is not always better. So allowing it to be sustainable, and also from like an exercise point of view, picking movements you enjoy so that again it's sustainable. If you do movements you absolutely hate, your ability to then stick to that over a long period of time is going to be far poorer. So you want to make sure you enjoy the process because, like, building muscle is a marathon, not a sprint, meaning building muscle takes time. So you don't just want to do something you can adhere to for a week, for a month. You want to be able to do what you can sustain in the long term for years on end, pretty much. And in terms of training splits, I'm now going to start kind of breaking down the pros and cons of each training split. First of all, starting with full body. So, full body, what does a full body training split look like? Surprisingly enough, training your full body, doing that in one session. And this might seem a bit for individuals who aren't used to training or aren't really that maybe knowledge, experienced, they might think this sounds awfully weird and counterproductive because usually when you see like massive people train, they do like a big chest day, they do a back day, they'll train a shoulder day. But you're not that massive individual. You are someone who's maybe new to training or not trained for that long. So your needs are different. So a full body split would look like training pretty much every muscle group in a one-off fashion, based mainly on big compound movements, because if you are trying to train your full body through a leg curl, a leg extension, the adductor machine, the abductor machine, a calf raise, then that's like five, six exercises I just named, and that's just for your lower body. So there you can see the sustainability in using a lot of small movements. Isn't that great? So it's going to be a lot of big movements and big demanding movements that are going to hit a lot of muscle groups at once. And this is an absolutely great approach for beginners because they don't need much sets to grow. You don't need to do 15 sets of chest in one session to grow your chest when you're new to training. You can just look at a dumbbell or look at a bar and grow pretty much. So you don't need that much sets to grow, especially if your effort's good. And this is a very high frequency approach, meaning you're hitting every muscle very frequently. So if you're doing one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off, then in the space of a week, you're training things 3 to 4 times, which is great because it gives you more opportunities to simulate muscle growth to allow adaptation to take place, new muscle to be built, and then hit it again, new adaptation to take place and repeat that process. So there you can see you can progress your muscle groups at a faster rate in comparison to maybe hitting things once a week. And also, it's not that fatiguing doing like a full body split if you're somewhat new to training. And the reason being is if you're new to training, you're in a position where you're not that strong, so the fatigue you're going to accumulate doing like a barbell back squat is going to be a lot lower. For example, if you squat 60 kilograms, you're not going to accumulate nearly as much fatigue as someone who, let's say, squats 100 kilos, 150 kilos, 200 kilos. So you can get away with doing a lot of big and demanding movements in one session. Whereas if someone's got an extremely high strength level, they probably can't. And as for the upper lower split, or sorry, the full body split, what's the downsides of the split? So it gives you a lack of attention to smaller muscle groups. So by the time you've hit all those big demanding movements, unless you want to train for an extremely long time, things like arms, your rear delts, your calves kind of get put on the back burner slightly, which is a potential downside. However, as a beginner, everything's weak. As a beginner, you need muscle everywhere. So I prioritize getting muscle everywhere. Instead of worrying about training your forearms or doing the optimal exercise for your bicep, just focus on getting strong at those big movements. Because at the end of the day, you'll still, even if you don't do a lot of work for those smaller muscle groups, like if you are bringing up your pressing movements, if you're bringing up your pulls, if you are progressing your lifts with good form, you're going to grow things like your arms as a byproduct of that, just because, again, they're not used to training at all. So you're going to get a lot from that itself. And then when you're more advanced, you can then like have more attention to those smaller muscle groups. And it's a great split as well if you can't train that frequently. Like if you can only train 2 to 3 times a week, you want to not be training, let's say, your arms one day, and then your shoulders the next, and then your chest the next. Because then by the time you've worked every muscle group, it'll be 2 weeks in, and then you're only hitting every muscle once every 2 weeks, which obviously isn't ideal because, again, less opportunity to stimulate muscle growth. So yeah, full body I think is absolutely great for beginners. And that's what split I'd recommend doing, and basically rinsing until you feel like you really can't recover from it. But you can definitely, as a beginner, do that split for a good year and get a lot out of that. And next up, after a full body split, when you get a bit more advanced, it's probably best transitioning to something like a upper lower split. So why an upper lower split? It's a bit easier to recover from. You're not doing as much big demanding movements in one session that are really fatiguing. So your recovery capabilities will allow you to get fresh in time to continue progressing your lifts. Because if you're carrying a lot of central nervous system fatigue, that impedes your ability to basically recruit muscle fibers, or in other words, lift more when you are carrying a lot of fatigue. So you want to manage it. You don't want to avoid it, but you want to manage it. And it allows more work for the smaller muscle groups. So eventually, like if you just keep doing a full body, sometimes again the smaller muscle groups will get like a lack of attention. So from there, what you can basically do is then move to an upper lower where you can hit things like your arms, your calves, your rear delts, your side delts a bit more, and give them a bit more love, a bit more attention to detail. And as a result, bring them up at a greater rate. Because even if you do them on a full body split, by the time you've hit all your big movements, you're smoked, you know what I mean? And you're not going to get all that great quality work in for those smaller muscle groups. Because the further you remove through a session, the less quality the work will be. What I mean by that is if you're 2 hours into a session, the quality of the work will be diminished. Whereas if you've only been training for half an hour, or it's maybe the first movement, the quality of the work's going to be higher because you are fresher from a mental and physical point of view. So I think an upper lower split is good to move to then, which will just simply be training your upper body, then your lower body, and then resting, and then just basically repeating that process. And next up, if you've rinsed that split, or to be fair, you could stay on that for years. I did, like, quite deep into my training, I was doing an upper lower split and I got an absolute ton from it. So it's not like after 3 years the split won't work for you. Like, I'm just kind of outlining the different splits and when it might be valuable to then move to a different split. And make sure when you're doing a split, like, don't do upper lower for a month and then think, oh, I'm not building muscle, because that's not enough time to actually assess if things are working. And also, like, if you are being like, oh, I didn't get any results off this split, that split, were you eating well? Were you sleeping well? Were you gradually taking your body weight up? Were you managing your stress? Were you being hydrated into your sessions? There are a lot of things that go into it, so make sure you're controlling all your other variables. But what you can also consider is potentially doing like a push pull legs upper lower split. So a push pull legs upper lower split, this can be favorable if you have like a weaker upper body in comparison to your lower body. And the reason being is you don't hit your legs as frequently, and you can give overall more work for your upper body. So you can give yourself throughout the week more volume or more overall sets for your upper body and a bit less for your lower body. So it's great if you're kind of torso dominant, because again, splitting upper into push and pull allows you to do again more work for your biceps, more work for your triceps, more work for your side delts. So if you're like really strong in terms of your chest, your back, this can be a great split to do, just because it gives you the more attention to the smaller muscle groups. But if your legs are a weakness, then the upper lower split can be a great idea, because you can hit legs even more frequently, which would be a good idea if you want to obviously bring that muscle group up. So that's what I'd recommend in terms of if maybe your upper body's quite strong, or sorry, yeah, your upper body's quite strong and your legs are quite weak. The split that I'm currently running, and a split that's also really good if you are quite leg dominant, is a push pull legs back and hamstring split. So a push pull legs back and hamstring split would be push pull legs rest, push back and hamstrings rest, and basically repeating that process. And what that basically allows is similar to the push pull legs rest, push, sorry, push pull legs rest, upper lower rest split. Is it allows you to give your upper body quite a good amount of work. And the difference between obviously this split and doing upper lower at the end is with the back and hamstring session, you're only training your legs maybe once a week, or you'll tag on some work for your legs during the back and hamstring session. But basically, it allows a bit less volume for your lower body and more for your upper body. This is the split I'm currently running, and it's great, probably like a preferred split if your legs are a stronger body part. And the reason being is it allows you 2 days designated to your back where you can do a ton of work. It allows you 2 days designated to your pressing or your push muscles, which will give you a lot of work, and like a day and a bit for your legs. So it suits someone's needs if their legs are a strong body part. You could go even more extreme and go push pull legs, then push and pull if someone's legs were really strong and they didn't want to bring their legs up at all, really, or they just wanted to maintain them, or they just were happy with their legs growing at a bit of a slower rate. So it allows you to do a ton of work for upper, get a lot of effective working for your chest, your back, your arms, etc. And that's why I'm on it myself, because my legs are a stronger muscle group and the rest of me is quite weak. Obviously, oh, my back's not bad, but it's more so like my arms, my chest are my weak body parts that I want to bring up. Hence why I'm hammering them with quite a lot of volume and making sure the quality of my work's very high. And also, like, if you're thinking about like changing split to make sure you bring a muscle group up, obviously it doesn't matter what split you're on. If the quality of your work's poor, like more poor quality work, it's just gonna give you more poor quality results. So always make sure your effort's good, your execution's good, and you're being consistent with what you're currently doing before worrying about switching to something on paper, quote unquote, a bit more optimal. And you've also got something like a bro split you could consider. So a bro split is basically when you hit every muscle group in like a separate session. So that would look like maybe training your, maybe doing like push, or sorry, it might look like a chest day, then a back day, and then a shoulder day, and a leg day, and then an arm day, and then resting and repeating. I wouldn't really recommend this split because it gives you a lack of training frequency, and you don't really need that much work for one body part. And the more work you do per session for a body part, the less return for your investment you get. What I mean by that is if you are training your arms and you're on your 12th set of arms, the quality of that set is going to be far poorer for muscle growth than like your fourth set, for example, because you've already kind of stimulated muscle growth. You've already gave your body that signal to build new tissue, or and also that muscle damage has potentially taken place. So any more than that, like the you will still maybe benefit from it, but you're getting diminishing returns. You're getting less return for your investment. So instead, I'd just rather hit other muscle groups, rest, eat a meal, get in another day, and then hit that muscle group again, instead of just hammering all the work in the one session. Again, unless that muscle group's strong and you only want to train it at 1 times a week frequency, for example. And you can also recover from more from a central nervous system fatigue point of view. What I mean by that is you can probably recover from hitting more than just your chest or your shoulders in one session or your arms, unless you're absolutely massive. You obviously see people like on the Olympia stage or bodybuilders who are extremely strong, and they'll do something like a bro split because they might need that much work for a body part to grow. They might need to hammer their chest with that much work to get to grow, but you're not that bodybuilder, you're not that big. So your needs are going to be different than theirs, if that makes sense, because what got them to that level of strength might not be exactly what they're doing now. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. I think this was hopefully a valuable one in terms of helping you decipher what split you should go on, because that was something I was quite unsure of when I was in my early years of training, like what split's best. And I didn't know kind of what sessions to do, what layout to do, and how to perform them in. So hope you enjoyed the episode. If you've got any questions or any topics you'd like me to cover, feel free to let me know. And again, any support on the podcast is massively appreciated. So like, subscribe, leave a rating, review, share it on your story, and give me a tag at Charlie J. Cuthbert and at the Improvement Podcast. And I'll be sure to reshare it, and hope everyone has a great rest of their day.